Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. Toronto-based Secure Key Technologies Incorporated has been awarded a contract with the Government of Canada to provide an innovative credential broker service for Canadians. Consumers will be able to use their bank authentication credentials to gain access to online government services. We'll hear more about this initiative after a word from our sponsor.
Whether you are protecting a critical infrastructure or vital information, or securing a facility or border, you need to answer the same question. In the modern world of identities, how do you establish with absolute certainty that someone is who they claim to be? At CSC, we understand that the heart of identity management is the creation of trusted identities. For more information, go to csc.com/identity management. CSC, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Andre Boyson is Executive Vice President of Digital Identity and Authentication Services at Secure Key Technologies. He says the new credential broker service will provide easy government access for consumers online.
So the basic concept is rather than getting a special purpose government account, you know, user ID and password that you could use to get access to, for example, your tax information, instead you'll be able to use your bank account information. Today, everyone uses their bank account information several times per week, and you'll be able to use that same information to get access to government services. It's meant to be privacy enhancing and being very protective of consumer privacy. So when a consumer uses a service, the government does not get any information about the bank that you're coming from or your bank account details. The government, on the other hand, does not give any information to the bank about what government program you're accessing or for what purpose. And SecureKey in the middle does not know the identity of the information that we're doing this authentication service for. So it's a triple blind service that allows consumers to make it easy to get access to government service in a convenient way, while protecting privacy.
SecureKey will start with authentication credentials that consumers already have, user IDs and passwords for banking. To a lesser extent for now, chip-enabled contactless cards can be used with SecureKey's card reader. Users will be able to tap a credit card, then use a password for access when they visit a government department online.
If I was interested in getting some benefits, I might go to HRSDC Canada, which administers the benefits programs there, and HRSDC will provide a website link that will say, how would you like to authenticate today? That will bring us to the brokerage service, which will give you some choices. And we're launching with three banks in Canada. And the consumer will choose their favorite bank. And having done that, they'll authenticate with the bank. And the bank will give a security token to SecureKey. SecureKey will modify the security token and give another handle to the Government of Canada, saying that the user's been authenticated.
The broker service is free for customers. The cost is being borne by the Government of Canada. Boyson says there is a genuine interest in giving Canadians an easier choice in how they get access to online services.
The challenge for governments in Canada and the U.S. for that matter is that the consumers don't deal with the government that often. So when you get a special purpose government account to interact with, you've often forgotten the user ID and password since the last time you've used it. So it gets more expensive and more challenging for the government to serve you. So the government's idea here is really to take advantage of a credential that you have already and make it easier for you to get online with using that credential rather than having a special purpose one just for government.
Boyson says any identity solution that involves personal information must be cleared by Canada's Privacy Commissioner. He hopes that will offer some comfort to consumers. Those who remain skittish about mixing their bank credentials with government access will be able to use a special purpose Government of Canada account if they prefer. The Credential Broker Service is part of Canada's Cyber Authentication Renewal Initiative. Boyson thinks it could also be a solution for the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace.
One of the things that is interesting about trying to get this initiative off the ground is we noticed that when you look at the banks, the federal government, and also the provinces, they all have a different kind of need when it comes to identifying us online. And so they each have something to contribute. And so what we're trying to do is create an ecosystem where the three of them can participate. The structure of government in the U.S. is the same as Canada. You have three tiers of government, and there's no reason that this model couldn't work there. So we could envisage a future where the states are having chip-enabled driver's licenses participate in this ecosystem. The federal government can rely on the authentication results, and the banks in the end are going to get these identity credentials that they need so badly to help provide better service online and also to thwart identity theft.
The broker service is set for launch in the coming months. Boyson says it should be widely available by the middle of 2012, and SecureKey is looking for more partners.
we actually have received interest, and we're quite keen to get other banks to participate as being what's called CSPs, credential service providers. In the U.S., you call them identity providers. The other thing that we want to do is also increase the number of services that can rely on this. So the provinces, as an example, are also interested in being able to use this type of service. Provinces today have the same kind of authentication challenge that the federal government has. And so they'll be able to use the same bank account information that a consumer would use to get allow a consumer to get access to provincial-level services, to enroll my child at school, or other provincial services like changing my driver's license online. So that's another future use that we intend to roll out with provinces so that we can broaden the number of relying parties that are also using the service.
Ultimately, Boyson says the challenge is to provide a mechanism that allows consumers to identify themselves online in a way that's safe. He says SecureKey is working with the most trusted players in the economy, like the government and the banks, to help consumers navigate the Internet while providing information in a safe way that gives them control and convenience. That, he says, is really what the credential broker service is about. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.